It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits? Do we have Ben Roethlisberger's reaction to this yet? Is the football and podcast out, or did he take a week off?
I'd love to know what he
thinks of Mike Williams.
I'll have to check the Channel 7 channels.
Yes, you should be scouring the lines right now for a little Ben reaction to this. You do have Tomlin from earlier this season when they played the Jets. Is that what I gather here? And his comment on Mike Williams then?
That's correct.
Let's hear it.
Can't say enough about Mike Williams and his ability to stretch the field. He's stretching the field for him this year, but he stretched the field for him over the course of his career. I think he's one of those 15 yards per catch average guys over the course of his career. And so that captures your attention.
Yeah, and it has to capture a defense's attention too. Now, again, I was with Peterson on Thielen because it's more of a contrast with Pickens. That's not to say it's a bad thing to have two guys who can stretch a defense, two guys who can win jump balls, things like that. But if you remember what Peterson said, it was along the lines of, in fact, I have the quote here, Adam Thielen's one of those guys where you can kind of put him anywhere. He can manipulate these mismatches inside the numbers. You add another element inside and move him around in different places. That's the kind of guy I wanted. It is. And I think a safety blanket for Russell Wilson on quick throws, you know, is the kind of guy I wanted. Having said that, again, Williams' specialty is the red zone, and it never hurts to have two guys there. Plus, you know, I think Calvin Austin and Jefferson, everybody becomes a weapon in the NFL when you have a mature passing game led by a guy who can throw the damn ball. Right, Limits? I'm not comparing Russell Wilson to Tom Brady, although they'll both be in the Hall of Fame someday. But Brady won Super Bowls with less than stellar casts. You know what I mean? We've seen Patrick Mahomes do that. We see other guys make good receiver. Josh Allen's having a really good year right now, an MVP year. Somebody want to name his number one wide receiver? Good quarterbacks in good schemes make pass catchers. They do. They raise the level of play the way a good point guard would. All of a sudden, you have Tony Campbell, who I drafted in my first NBA fantasy draft. We're talking almost 35, 40 years ago, Limits, long before you were born.
There were fantasy drafts then.
People, Magic Johnson could make that guy good. You know what I mean? So all of a sudden, I don't think it's any accident that we notice a little bit more of Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin. It's because you have an actual passing game. So they become weapons. You know what I'm getting at here, Limits, right?
When you look at the teams that have gone to the Super Bowl over the last couple of years, it's Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan, explosive weapons. Philadelphia, Sirianni, offensive coach, Jalen Hurts. It's a lot of high-powered offenses with defenses who are strong, but there's more of a focus on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, you're right.
What I'm getting at here in terms of the Steelers' perspective is, can they flip it on their head with, obviously, a defensive-focused culture, but offensively, overcoming a lot more because of Russell Wilson being the quarterback and trying to take away some of those glaring obstacles of not having a decorated wide receiver corps like some of the other teams.
Well, they do have a star, though, and that goes a long way. I think George Pickens, at the least, is an emerging star, and I think the best side of George Pickens has emerged here with the relentlessly positive Russell Wilson and also a guy who can throw the ball accurately to him, Russell Wilson. I think we've seen the best of George Pickens emerge here, both in demeanor and in quality of play. A great quarterback does that. A great point guard does that, or a good one. I don't know that Russell's great at this point in his career, but he's certainly good to very good, I think, still. So, man, it sure helps to have that guy. It's not like he's got a bunch of no-names to throw to. I think if you ask defensive coordinators and defensive backs around the league to list the most talented receivers in the game, George Pickens would be in everybody's top 10 for sure, and maybe higher for some. And Russ is bringing out the best in him. So you start with that, and then, you know, maybe you can ad lib a little bit. Maybe they get Freiermuth more involved. I'll say this much, though. You would have asked me a year ago if the Steelers are going into a game against a high-powered offense, I would have said, man, they're at a disadvantage. The defense better play great. They better keep this a low-scoring mud fest that they can win on a Boswell field goal, 9-7 or 4-2 at the end. Now I feel like they're going up against Washington, and Cliff Kingsbury is absolutely humming with this offense right now, and Jaden Daniels and a bunch of weapons. They are powerful. I feel like the Steelers can hang with teams now. That's the thing. And I don't want to go too far, and I won't. It's not the 1999 Rams. I don't think anybody expected that. What they expected and wanted was an adult NFL offense that can put up 30 in a given week. Oh, my God, 30. And 400 yards and move the ball up and down the field like other offenses do. Maybe have an explosive play once in a while. Maybe even two on the same drive?
Whoa.
Wow.
Matt Canada could never.
Matt Canada was 0 for 44 on 400-yard games. Arthur Smith is 3 for 8. Kenny Pickett was 0 for 25 in 400-yard games for the offense. Russell Wilson's 2 for 2. I mean, it's just graphic statistics reflecting what I think can be a very, very good offense. You have a quarterback. Radical improvement on what they had earlier this year and last year and the year before and the year before. Russell Wilson's better than late stage Ben even in his final year. A two-headed monster of a running back that's as good maybe as any running tandem in football right now. That's what I feel about those guys. A new version of Najee Harris and a finally healthy Jaylen Warren. So you got quarterback. You have an elite, I think, tandem anyway of running backs. Tandem. You have an emerging star receiver to go to. I think a good tight end to go to. Maybe a secondary weapon now in Williams, but other guys you can throw the ball to, including your running backs. And an improving offensive line that's going to hopefully welcome back Zach Frazier, who might already be a top five player at his position. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
still some issues. Again, I don't want to go crazy here. But the other thing is that Russ is only two games in here. When he came back against the Jets, he had taken zero meaningful snaps in about 10 months outside of those nothing reps in the exhibition season. So to me, it only stands to reason that he's going to get better. That's just basic logic. He's going to get better, feel more comfortable, feel more in rhythm, and develop a stronger rapport with his receivers. That just seems like an obvious observation. So yeah, man, they go into a game against Washington and all the points they're putting up in yards, and I feel like they can hang if the defense isn't able to stop them or even slow them. This is emerging perhaps into an offense that can win you a shootout. And you might need to do that along the line here. Forget about this week. If you make the playoffs, you're going to run into a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes or a Lamar Jackson or a CJ Stroud or a Joe Burrow maybe. You might need to win a game like that, to your point. And those offenses that you mentioned, man, it seems like a lot of high-powered offenses get to the Super Bowl. Doesn't always mean the Super Bowl itself will be high-scoring. I think of the Sean McVay offense that went up against Brady in that horrible Super Bowl. I think the final score was 13-3. Just awful. But in order to get there, Brady had to go into Kansas City and outgun Mahomes 41-38 in overtime. And McVay's teams were putting up huge numbers. You need to be able to win all different kinds of games to get where you want to go in the NFL. And the Steelers just simply have not had that capability for multiple years. And they might not still, but I think they're headed fast in that direction. I really do. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I like this offense. Watching it against the Giants, I couldn't believe it was the Steelers. I don't care if it was the Giants, who have an okay defense with some really good players on it, by the way. But there have been plenty of bad teams, bad defenses go against Matt Canada over those 44 games in which he never got 400 yards. And it seemed to always manifest itself early in games where there were, you know, ridiculous numbers like, oh, the Steelers haven't scored a first quarter touchdown in, you know, 36 games. Stuff like that. That was the Steelers we were watching in the last game? Using wildly different formations at wildly different tempos to keep a defense off balance, going hurry up, first drive of the game, shotgun here, behind center there, play action here, power run there, down the field here, roll out there, and the Giants had to call timeout? That was the Steelers? Keeping anybody's defense that much off balance early in the game? Yeah, the red zone could have been better. Some player malfunction in the red zone. I don't think it was at all scheme malfunction. That's important because player malfunction could be corrected. First, let's get to the red zone with ease. And that's what they did. Then we can worry about execution in the red zone. That game and the final three quarters of the Jets game were just mind-blowing in some ways. They really were. We'll see where it goes. I'm optimistic offensively and, crazy enough, not as much defensively. Your thoughts, too. 928-9370. Listen to this show every Wednesday today to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday right around noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. And for that, also, by the way, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Starkey's Card of the Week means it's time for our friend Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. We like to call him General Patton, and we have a guess every week as to the Card of the Week. I don't know, number 598 for Sid kind of stands out to me, Wonder Twin. I'm going to go Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, but I remember we had a Sidney Crosby card a couple weeks ago with the 1600
point. That's never stopped
point.
The General.
Oh, I know. He loves throwing out Ohtani cards, too.
Who was the World Series MVP? I don't
Freddie
even know.
Freeman. That's my pick.
That's a good guess. General, how are you, and what do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. I'm not going to hold it against you that you don't get this week's, because I'm going to go off the board a little bit. One of the great traditions in the United States of America, we stop and honor our veterans. Next Monday is Veterans Day. How better than to honor Rocky Blyer,
ooh,
the veteran. I got a Rocky Blyer rookie card. We're going a little off the grid this week.
Wow. Now, I'm assuming Rocky had a mustache as a rookie as well. Is that right?
He looks exactly the same.
And was he number 20 as a rookie?
He was number 20 as a rookie, yeah. And ironically, this card was from 1975, 5 years later, because obviously he battled to get there.
Yeah.
And he actually told me that he was in a hospital after his accident, and Mr. Rooney sent him a postcard, and it said, Rock, get better fast. We need you.
Yeah. He saved he saved the spot for him. Unbelievable.
How great is that?
And what a choice by you, General. And what a man you are.
We got a 1975 Topps Rocky Blyer.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely,
that's
man.
That's a great pick.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Happy Veterans Day.
You too. And your chance to win that card comes from going to our website, 937thefan.com, to our contesting page, Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. 71 degrees today with cloudy skies. Up next, I'll take your calls. We can have a discussion about the Steelers as they head into this 9-game stretch. They almost always finish 5-4 in their final 9 games under Mike Tomlin. 2 years ago, it was better than that. I think 1 year recently, it was 4-4-1. But the other 3 or 4 were 5-4, which would be plenty good enough for me. That would be an 11-win season. Would it be enough to win the AFC North? I don't know. Do you agree with me that I'm unbelievably more concerned about the defense than the offense going into these final 9 games? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.